Next patient is Patricia Vega. Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Vega is W-E-G-A. Vega, W-E-G-A. Your birth is 4-1-1940. Your visit is 2-13-24. Please make copy for Halifax Sports Medicine. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. Next paragraph is respiratory illness. This is a 83-year-old female with a history of COPD and CHF. Has been experiencing shortness of breath, wheezing, and leg swelling. Period. The patient also has arthritis of her extremities and has trouble ambulating due to hip pains. She has been treated for atrial fibrillation in the past and also has been on diuretic therapy for leg edema and CHF. She denies significant cough, but has some wheezing and reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included bilateral hip replacement surgery, an history of rotator cuff repair on the left and the right. She also had skin cancers removed. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin, morphine, and flagyl. Next paragraph, med list included metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, meloxicam 5 milligrams daily, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, Crestor 10 milligrams a day, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, and Amiodarone 200 milligrams daily, and potassium 20 milliequivalents BID, aspirin 1 daily. Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of laryngeal cancer, mother died of congestive heart failure. Next paragraph. System review: the patient has fatigue and fever, no weight loss, denies double vision but has cataracts. She has vertigo and no hoarseness. She has no urinary frequency, no flank pains. She has asthma and hay fever and wheezing with shortness of breath. She also has heartburn, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain. She has calf muscle pains and palpitations and leg swelling. Denies depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising and she has muscle stiffness and joint pains. And denies, and she has numbness of the extremities, no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 28/80, pulse 110, respiration 24, temps 97.8, weight is 192, saturation 99. H.E. and norms, phallic peoples react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears not mentioned. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursion. Scattered wheezes bilaterally, prolonged expirations with occasional crackles in the lung bases. Heart, the asthma's irregular, asthma on S2, no murmur on S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no regular. Megaly bowel sounds active. Extremities, edema 2 plus with decreased pulses. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. CHF cardiomyopathy. Number 2 is history of coronary artery disease. Number 3 is COPD. Number 4 is atrial fibrillation. Number 5 is degenerative arthritis, next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a 6-minute walk test to see if she qualifies for home oxygen. Also advised to continue with the Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily and Lasix 40 milligrams a day and Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily. She will she'll get a CT of the chest in 2 months. Since her prior chest CT showed 6 millimeter nodule in the left lung and a 5 millimeter subpleural right lobe lung nodule, as well as a second 6 millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe. Follow up is to be arranged here in 6 weeks. Thank you. Please mention the final diagnosis, multiple bilateral lung nodules. Please mention in the final diagnosis, multiple bilateral lung nodules. Thank you. The patient was also advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN for shortness of breath, and a follow-up visit be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation copy for Halifax Sports Medicine. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.